the two types of good steps that we see here. One is on the own merits of the agreement that was just achieved between Israel and Hamas. And that is, you know, the release of hostages, obviously, which is a good thing. We're talking about a lot of children, more than 30 children and women and mothers and so on, elderly. So these are people that should be home and not in the hands of the captors in the Gaza Strip. We see the release of Palestinian children, you know, Palestinian teens and children who are held by Israel. And that's also a good thing, obviously. I looked at the list of the candidates for release, the 300 candidates. Most of them have done, you know, petty crimes like throwing rocks and things like that. Most of them are not real terrorists. So that's, I think, is a good thing as well. And then there are other things here that are significant. The fact that there is an extended ceasefire or truce or pause, whatever you want to call it, that is more than a few hours, that is a few days, that really can allow the providers of humanitarian services in Gaza to reorganize and so on. And then there's the other dimension, which is the potential that this gives for turning the conflict from the road of hostilities and violence and bloodshed toward resolution. And that is really important. This agreement was achieved as a result of diplomacy. It shows that diplomacy can work. It paves the road perhaps toward a longer ceasefire, maybe a permanent one. So this really is a change in the dynamics of the crisis so far, from constant violent escalation toward perhaps, hopefully, resolution. So those are the main good things that we see here.
A recent study by Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says an international peace conference next year or a second Arab peace initiative with the help of the Arab countries that normalized relations with Israel could break the deadlock in the peace process between the two sides. Your thoughts?
My thoughts, and again, I may be overly optimistic here, but you know, this is what I do for a living. I try to look for hope for peace, is that first, the agreements that Israel has already achieved with several Arab countries, such as the UAE and Morocco and Bahrain, could really serve as a tool for a process of advancing negotiations, much more so if Israel really advances its negotiations with Saudi Arabia, which is really the main player on the Arab arena. If it could advance those talks towards some kind of a normalization agreement, that agreement could really be a tool to also advance Israeli-Palestinian relations. It's not immediate. It may be even much less than immediate. In other words, take years or so. If you just look at the fact that Israeli relations with the countries with which it recently normalized relations, such as Morocco and Bahrain, that those relations withstood, so far at least, the very bloody war that we've seen in the Gaza Strip, it's a good sign.